The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Now let me see your war face. You don't scare me. Work on it.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
Go the sound of a record ball, boom and pow. When I shut them down, I shut them down.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
More sports live in Denver. Live and direct. D in Colorado. Noble Darren.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up, buddy? Ready to go? We're about to do a second show. Reggie Steele's in the house. Reggie, say hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Reggie Steele, at Reggie Steele. At, what's your Twitter?
At Noble underscore Darren.
Okay. And Darren, I always spell wrong?
Yeah, it's an I.
I-N.
I-N.
We're live in Denver. And it's all of a sudden it's fucking Grand Central Station.
Right.
Fucking dressing room.
Forever. And then everybody wants to come in and hang out.
Oh, Cowboys, that's why you carried four running backs on your roster in training camp, because one of them's going to jail. You're going to go to jail for fucking girls, maybe. The guy wasn't found guilty of anything, and the NFL said, oh, we're supposed to make an example of guys. It's too much, too late.
Yeah, a little bit.
How about, well, you're a Cowboy fan. So yeah. You're like, all he did is punch a girl in the face. Allegedly, Ezekiel Elliott, six games. You know, they always say too little, too late. I think this is too much, too late. Where were you guys every other time a girl got punched in the chops? And I got a good idea about the endorsement patches that are on the NBA uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to dig it.
All right.
You liking the shows?
Love it.
Happy birthday, brother. I love you.
Thanks, man.
This episode, here's Donald Vomit. This episode of More Sports is brought to you by Craig Como. Aye. Craig Como is your producer. Craig Como went to jamesware.com, clicked Amazon, bought stuff, emailed me what he bought. He writes, hey man,
hey man.
You know that bit? Richard Pryor, Wino versus Dracula?
No.
What are you doing? He goes, a wino don't worry about nothing but running out of wine. Wino fuck with Dracula.
Yeah,
hey man, we don't be no pay my winner, boy. He goes, yeah, nigga, you in the cape. Which means the Dracula had to go, oh, me? Which, like, comedy off camera makes me so happy.
Yeah,
you. Dirt all on your neck. Hey man, hope all's all well with you, my friend. I'm a long time fan tweeter during your radio show. I know who you are, Craig Como.
Yeah, right.
That's weird,
I know. It's Craig.
I was extremely bummed. I can't read that stuff, just so you know. But I'm happy to see you back with More Sports, the Daily Sports Podcast. The world needs your positive attitude and sense of humor, especially in the taken way too seriously climate of professional sports. As you can see below, I clicked the Amazon banner, made a few purchases. Xbox One controller, charger, Ultimate Warrior pop figure. Wow, this guy, Craig Como, is killing it.
Yeah, nerd.
Executive producer, Craig Como, and a DVD for my daughter. I know it's not much. No, that's, you're doing well.
Yeah, right?
It's like $60, man.
That's no Reedman purchase.
No, Reed, yeah, Reedman's like, sand. I got one of the rocks for the bottom.
I get some sand. Let me buy some sand.
Hope you do an East Coast swing. If not, all good, Harem Pouther. I bet you gotta find all those drops.
I love them.
Shout out to all the Warriors. They knew who they are. All the best to you and your son, Meredith. I'm sure this last year has been difficult for the both of you. We would love you to have one another. I'm sure you will both pull through it. Take care as always. Stay strong. And you know the Warriors are behind you. With love, Craig Como. P.S. I love your Eddie Vedder impression. It's amazing. First heard it on Opie and Anthony, and I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. So thank you so much for the love. Huh? So I'll do a lot of Vedder this episode. Take care, and as always, stay strong. Know the Warriors are behind you. Yes, until I unfollow one of them on Twitter. What did I do?
What happened?
Oh, no. What's in the box? Brad Pitt and Seven. What's in the box? So what did I do?
He don't love me no more.
What's in the box? I'm not following anybody. I don't know why me. Fucking chill out.
Just
bunch of belly achers. I didn't think I'd ever say this in my life. It's too little, too late. It's too much, too late. Ezekiel Elliott may or may not have punched a lady and beat the shit out of her. There was a second lady who may or may not have groped. It's all alleged. The police reports were filed. But six games. The investigation was a year. And it kept going on and on. The Cowboys were complaining. Like, this is, you guys are fucking this up. You're taking too long. Like, that's, that lets, when Stephen Jones is a problem because the investigation's not thorough enough when it's a year in. That's something.
That is a little something. I mean, yeah. He's going to probably, you know, get it brought down to four games.
Where? I mean, they have to move a bit. So the NFL. And he will appeal Ezekiel Elliott because there's a union that's going to go, whoa, he wasn't found guilty.
Exactly.
But there's a conduct policy in all the contracts. The NFL as an organization, as a company, can do whatever they want. Yep. But my point being with Greg Hardy, who was found guilty.
Yes.
And they were like, every time Jason Garrett goes to the podium, it's never about football.
No, it's not. He's, I don't know, Garrett, he seems cowardly.
Speaking of cowards, I don't know if you guys know this, Eddie Vedder, on More Sports, yeah. You gotta be a real coward to sing this next song, Satellite of Love, Stone Teeth 240. Satellite of Love, yeah. Satellite of Love. Satellite of Love.
Come on, go, boy.
All right. So, Zeke, six games. I do not believe he was ever charged.
He was never charged.
You're
never
certain?
Charged. Certain.
That's how long this is going on.
Yes. It's been happening a year, and he's also been in another incident at a club with a DJ for punching a DJ who played a song for the third time that night. So he's got some instability issues here, obviously.
Why did he punch the DJ? Was it a lady? Because that's not his type. A guy.
Yeah, right? It was an actual man. A smaller man, but still an actual man.
Why did he punch a DJ?
For playing a song for the third time that night. Something
well,
real.
He did everybody a favor. Unless it's Set It Off.
Set it up on the lap now.
Would you mind that three times in a row in the club?
No, Brad? Not at all.
That's
Spaced Out.
No. Is that the one?
That's the one, dude.
What else?
Yeah, thanks, dude. I'm like a thing.
Nah, that. Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
After the Jordan.
Joy and pain.
What's one song in the club you wouldn't mind three times in a row? I got Set It Off.
I don't know the name.
Right?
It's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Actually,
I was jam out. I'm gonna say
anything Biggie. Going Back to Cali.
Oh, wow.
How about Colin Quinn? Going Back to Brooklyn. Man, I don't think so. I'm going to continue this in a little bit. I just want to let you guys know Darren was in the house. After this, Reggie Steele will be on stage, and we'll be rocking and rolling. Okay, it's Saturday. I couldn't continue recording because Reggie kept getting applause, and it was loud, and it was good, and it was beautiful, and it was great. And last night, I was just too damn tired. So it's Saturday. You'll probably get this on a Sunday, followed up by the Monday. Liz, your personalized premium content podcast coming next. Landon, then you. And let me know how you guys are liking them. They're fun to do. Zach's went out. Stevens went out. So, Ezekiel Elliott. What's troubling to me is there's photographs of the victim's neck, arms. Alleged victim. She was a victim. Somebody beat the shit out of her. So, allegedly, Ezekiel Elliott's victim. These photos were taken last July. A bruise doesn't last a year. The ones on the inside do, believe me. I know that, so do you. But a year later, we're now seeing photograph after photograph evidence of this girl and what she showed the police. That's the 911 call is now available. I didn't know that shit was available. Should it be? I have it to play for you right now. I'm going to start at about 17 seconds in. It's disturbing. She's very calm.
I was going to wait until tomorrow to report it, until he left.
And we said it's a domestic. Is this your boyfriend, husband, baby, child, father?
My boyfriend. And he's been doing it for the past 5 days.
And you said he hit you. Where did he hit you?
All over.
Do you need a medic?
I don't. I probably need to go to urgent care or something.
Did he have any weapons?
My wrist. I'm sorry, what?
Did he have any weapons?
No.
Is he still there?
He is. I'm seeing outside. I'm outside of my car.
That's how you should be when you call 911. You got to get your shit together. Tell them where you are. Tell them what happened. Otherwise, you know, you watch Dateline. They're like, all right, you got to calm down. She calls 911. Every single thing the dispatcher says to her, I felt uncomfortable as a guy. And I wanted to hang up the phone and go, yeah, forget it. It's not an emergency. I probably wasn't abused. The dispatcher goes, he hit you yesterday? Huh? Where'd he hit you? Is there any weapons? Hmm? He has to ask that for the police, for their safety. You're outside, you're still there?
Everything he says to her would make a girl go, you know what, forget it. This bothers me. Listen. Mm-mm. That's not cool. Look, as mundane as your job is, let's say he does 100 calls like that a day. 99 of them turn out to be absolute lie bullshit. Lies. Just bullshit after bullshit story. That 100th call, are you okay? How are you right now? Are you okay? Stay. Because you've heard 911 calls on TV. They go, okay, stay with me. All right, you're all right. Hang in there. What's the address? Are you safe? Everything that guy says is like, yeah, right. Sure. No weapons, huh? Maybe I'm overly sensitive. I don't know. I don't think so. Well, what if he didn't do it? What if he did do it? That's what I got to say. The NFL, it's too much, too late. Too much punishment, way too late after the fact when these guys were like smacking girls around. He wasn't charged. I have a problem with that. Although, like I said, Lavernius Coles of the Jets, I told you this before, he had a contract because he got in trouble with Florida State. Really? Florida State players had a problem? Yes. If he gets arrested, gets handcuffs put on him, or detained, he's cut. He's done. The contract is over. It was a one-year, $500,000 deal for Lavernius. Guess what? Guy didn't get in trouble. Kept his cake, and he ate it too. Whew. It's a bad situation. My computer just turned on and scared the shit out of me. I thought somebody was coming into my room. The NBA has their sponsorship patches. Like, Sixers have StubHub. It's cool. The Milwaukee Bucks Harley Davidson is rad. Good year for the Cavaliers. If you're going to look at which one is the most expensive, because it's $3 million for a patch. The Utah Jazz, they got five for the fight. That's a charity. I mean, that's like incredible. And you feel like some teams kind of settled, like the Sacramento Kings, Blue Diamond Almonds. You realize they got fucking, the Orlando Magic have Disney, right? Wait, Blue Diamond Almonds. Okay, the Raptors got Sun Life, you know, Fitbit, Timberwolves. Western Union Bank to the Nuggets. What is the Lakers patch going to be? I don't know. Goodyear is a ton of money. Boston Celtics have, what do they got? General Electric. So there's your winner money-wise. Nobody's going to top General Electric. Not even the banks. Even the banks need the lights kept on. How about this for $3 million? If I'm the Lakers, I put a Lakers patch on the fucking Clippers. And the Clippers just got to run around with that little Laker patch. That'd be amazing. $3 million. Where does it say that you can't sponsor another team? What? We're helping them out. Here's three. I'm giving you $3 million. What's the problem? Hey, you guys are acting a little creepy. I'm fucking helping you out here. There's a lot of people, I'm not one of them, and neither are you, with $3 million floating around. How great would it be if just George Clooney just gets a Clooney? Just his Clooney. Or anything you want. Hey, man. Get Hey, man. Let's cobble together $3 million. Let's get out there and let's sponsor an NBA team. Well, you got to be Goodyear. I think a good one would be Pornhub. It's brought to you by Pornhub. Here they come. I would say Pornhub could probably go to the Clippers because Doc Rivers always looks like he's getting fucked over by the referees, even though he's not. What? You get my pick? So we got a lot of outstanding patches here, like the New York Knickerbockers. New York, just Nas. Nas probably has three. The Wu-Tang Clan definitely has $3 million. There's 12 of them. Wu-Tang, New York Knicks. That's what I'm saying. This is more sports, my friend. Darren in Colorado, Reggie Steele. I'm going to go do my two Saturday shows now. Thank you, Denver, in advance. Premium content episodes, they're rolling. They're really fun to do. I like to do them. Liz, you're next up. And then Landon. And my boys in Djibouti. I owe you another one. That was a lot of fun, man. I really loved doing those for you guys. Denver's a great town. This is the best comedy club in the country. And I'm going to say it to you nationally right here. Because when I say it on stage, I always get self-conscious that they think I'm saying that just because I'm in Denver at the Comedy Works. But it really is. Thank you, Reggie Steele. Thank you, everybody. Also, let's not forget...
our producer today, who I think his name got drowned out. Oh my God, the Buccaneers waived their kicker. They fucking drafted that guy, didn't they? In the second round? The Buccaneers. Aguayo. Head coach Cutter. Hi, I'm Dick Cutter. It is what it is. The thing that really haunted Roberto from the time he's been here has been inconsistency. The teams I've been on, you just don't have to have that at that position. There are enough other guys. Oof. That's a big deal. What a waste of a draft pick. A second round pick on a fucking kicker. We're talking about idiot kicker that got liquored up and ran his mouth. A second round pick. The Buccaneers, when you take a kicker in the second round, oof, that hurt. And you cut him. Cyrus Jones is a corner. They need corners. Von Bell? Hey, man. Ohio State's Von Bell. Yeah, James Bradbury's okay. Look, none of these guys are fucking kickers. There's like actual players out. Oh, God, this is bad. Malik Collins starts for the Cowboys. You get the point. You get the picture, huh? You get the picture. More sports, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Corey, could I have O'Carroll by the Rolling Stones off of Get Your Ya-Ya's Out of O'Carroll? Don't let us see your heart.